The Cubs host the Cardinals as Jose Quintana makes his first start at Wrigley Field as a Cub, and he gets some help on defense in the very first inning with Jed Jerko at the plate.
Jerko rips one up the alley in left center field. This one's going to get to the fence. Carpenter's on his way to third. He's getting the wave. There may be a play at the plate. Throw on a bounce, and Carpenter is out easily to end the inning.
And a strike. Carpenter, a dead duck at home plate.
The 2-0. Ryan hits a little pop fly shallow right. Racing in, Grichik still coming, still coming. That's a base hit. Hayward scores to tie the game. Chris Bryant, an RBI single. Schwarber hits a high fly ball deep right field. This ball's got a chance. Get out the tape measure, long gone. Kyle Schwarber with a monstrous home run to right. Swinging a high fly ball, left field and deep. Back goes Pham, back to the wall. At the wall, that's a home run. Two-run homer, Wilson Contreras. Cubs lead 5-3.
The Contreras home run turns out to be the difference in the ball game. 5-3 Cubs is your final. And Matt Carpenter leaves this game early for St. Louis with tightness in his right quad. The Cubs win moves them into a first place tie with the Brewers atop the NL Central standings. Here's the Cubs skipper, Joe Maddon.
I think in the beginning of the game, he just might have been a little bit overexcited. I thought he was too quick with all of his actions. The pitches weren't going where he wanted them to go. And then I thought he settled in pretty well. He wasn't as sharp as Baltimore, but he was good. He was very good, and that's who he is. He's so good in his delivery. I think, what did he walk one guy today? Possibly two, one?
Two.
Two, was it two? Because that's actually heavy for him. His command is so good. So that showed me he was off just a little bit. But I think more than anything, he hadn't pitched in a week, so maybe that had something to do with it also. But a little bit quicker in the beginning of the game, just, you know, body-wise, once he settled in, better. Curveball wasn't as prominent today. It was primarily fastball, some changeups. But definitely has that competitive thing about him. He's very competitive. So not as sharp, but very good.
Joe, can you talk about Wilson Contreras? He's just been hitting a ton.
Hitting a ton, catching a ton, blocking. How about the throw out? He throws out Yadier. He's just playing his butt off literally right now. Everything he's doing has been pretty darn good. He plays with enthusiasm also, which you got to feel that in the stands. I mean, there's sometimes he might get over-enthusiastic. I'd prefer toning people down as opposed to trying to pump them up all the time. So he's doing everything. He's hitting fourth. He's catching. He's handling a really good pitching staff. He's throwing people out. He's blocking the ball really well, and he's hitting homers. So God bless him.
Your bullpen guys,
it was really good to get Rondon in that situation too. You saw the 100. He's been throwing the ball really, really well. The slider's gotten better, too. It's gotten back to the normal look. For me, Ronnie, if as we move forward from this point, he's throwing, his arm's got to be feeling really good. His stuff is really good. Now it's just about getting the pitches where he wants to more consistently. If he can really focus on edges and throw it exactly where he wants to, like, you know, not every time because not everybody can do that, but most of the time, his stuff's that good right now. And then CJ, nice rebound moment, started out. The walk, not so cool, but came back. Good trip by Boz, settled him back in. He pitched really well. And then the same thing with Wade. You know, he gives up the base hit, but he's never in a hurry. I'm fine. And then he pitches through the ninth.
Joe, you got to be a little surprised you went from four under to five over so quickly back into first place, right, since the All-Star break?
Well, I mean, you know, that's just how this stuff happens sometimes. We haven't had a run. I've talked about it. We've not run anywhere in that first half. We've been walking the whole first half. And so finally get on a little bit of a mini run right now, and that coincides with the other team not doing as well. So that's, you know, bully for us. But like I said, I thought, and I'm saying it, even at the end of the first half, results weren't great, but I felt better energy in the dugout. Guys got some rest. They've come back, and I know you can see it upstairs. I know you could feel it in the ballpark. The guys are just different right now. They're back to what they're supposed to look and feel like. So the energy in the dugout is incredible, and I really anticipate it's going to continue.
Joe, is Wilson kind of like on the precipice of superstar the package that he has here?
Well, I don't want to push him too hard, but he definitely has the abilities to be one of the elite catchers. He's probably, you got to consider him one of the elite catchers in the National League already. Combination, because he does everything so well. And I'd say the biggest next hurdle is just, like I said, without pulling him in too much, to controlling his emotions just a tad more without losing that enthusiasm that he has. Really understanding the game and calling the game and working his pitchers. He's getting better. Him and Mike Borzello does a great job with him. He started out this year, wasn't so good, missing his pitches, missing fastballs, fouling stuff off. But he stayed with it, and now you're seeing what he's capable of doing. Of course, I mean, he's going to be – he is really good right now, and he's going to get better.
Is it an unknown area or territory where you are able to find out how far you can push him, how far you can go?
Days in a row. Yeah, I mean, I'm a little bit concerned with that because last year we took care of him really well. We played several day games lately that it's been warm. And we have two more coming up the next 2 days. Tonight was perfect, actually. The weather was absolutely perfect tonight. Again, I don't see any regression in him right now, but I want to be ahead of that. So you're right. Last year we took care of him. He was really good down to the very end, and I really have to be aware of that now. So as of right now, I got him playing tomorrow. Like I said, I thought tonight was kind of good because of the coolness of the weather. It was a relatively quick game again, too. And it's just hard to take him out of the four. If I could DH him, it'd be easy. Maybe, like, you know, in a couple of days if you have that opportunity. But it's hard to take him out right now.
Wilson Contreras continues to enjoy a career season. The Cubs' backstop is now up to 15 homers and 52 RBIs on the year.
He was super excited just to help the team to win this game. I think because we got tired of losing games, and we changed our mind for the second half. And those four, the All-Star break, I think that was different to reset things. And now we are, we are back, and we're playing baseball like we're supposed to do. Oh, my God. I mean, this is another label. This is so good. It feels always good to win a game at home and in front of these fans. I mean, I'm thankful with God and thankful with this team for giving me this big opportunity.
The Cubs have a quick turnaround. They get back to work Monday afternoon against the White Sox at home. Kyle Hendricks returns from the DL to make the start.